Item number six, discussion on implementing a second round of demolition for the so-called fix or flatten program. There's a memo in your packet from the city administrator. Dean, do you want to go over where we're at on the current budget and where we'd likely to be if we wanted to go ahead and proceed with an additional set of properties?
This was brought to the Public Safety Committee after the Community Development Office and City Attorney's Offices have been preparing this list, and they're ready to go with several properties that for a second round of demolition. And just going back to the first round here this summer and early fall, out of community development fund, we spent $19,050, and out of TIF, we spent $14,400. Out of community development, we had only $10,000 in that budget. So, and we had underestimated the number of properties that would have to be would be involved at that point. Looking at our list here, my estimate is we'd be around $30,000 or less for a second round of demolition. All this would come out of community development. With our sale properties recently, we have put $26,000 back into that fund. There's $109,000 budgeted for some infrastructure improvements associated with the planning, platting, and development of what's left of our industrial park. And if that's not spent, we're up around $300,000 is our estimated balance at the end of the fiscal year. So, we do plan to talk about these properties in executive session.
Any questions or comments regarding another round of fix or flatten? Alderman Moon.
I'm not sure in which meeting it's supposed to be discussed, so I'll bring it out in the public forum first. the properties that you may be proposing, are we aware, are there any tax liens or anything against these houses? It was pointed out to me that a way the city could possibly regroup their money a little faster, if there are, we can register ourselves and bid on those taxes. And I guess there is a way. This is foreign to me. I don't deal in that area. But there is a way to expedite taking control of that property and regrouping your money. I don't know if that's something we've looked into in connection with this or not.
Some of the properties already have been in tax sale, so there already are priority out there. If they choose to want to file for deed, ours travels along and takes priority over other things except the tax lien. So that's the one thing that we will fall to, because normally those are put on prior to, obviously, ours. We can foreclose on our liens, but as to those that go into tax sale for delinquent taxes, many of them already have been purchased or outstanding on others. Yes, some of them do request sale in error based on the uninhabitability, but some do already have someone out there who's tolling and waiting to file for deed. They have not happened yet. They're in a mixed bag of variation of where they're at along the different stream.
So, well, let's just use an example of a property we've already demolished, a house, cleared the lot. We now have a lien for the cost of the demolition, and that has a tax lien already on it. That has to be satisfied before we are paid. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing those taxes are, well, it's insignificant, but I mean, I question what the value of those. I realize that's not what we're trying to do, but what I'm trying to bring up is a possibility of trying to save us some money. Mm-hmm. So we're not paying 100% of demolition costs and everything else. Cause, if there's already a lien against it, I guess there's a good chance we won't get our money or all of it.
It's possible. And again, that's, you know, as we discussed the first round, there's a fair likelihood that we may not get it all back or any of it, depending on the property. It was a situation of what was the more intended end result, to have the structure removed or to not spend the money. I at this point, we can foreclose on the liens we have filed. Some have tax liens, some do not. The downside is if we foreclose, we take ownership, we have to sell, or we can maintain it if we chose to for some purpose. But if you go to sell it as a vacant lot, and you know, I would imagine there's a reduced value of what we would anticipate, ours would take priority over others except a tax lien.
I would assume somewhere we have a list of properties that we would like to target for demolition.
That would be in the executive session, yes.
I'm not asking for that list. But maybe something we need to look at is if there are homes on there that we would have the opportunity to be the first one to have the tax lien. Maybe those ought to be moved up on our list of priority list.
We base them on the condition first as to the most egregious as far as their safety hazard condition, vacant. If the situation has an owner still involved in some capacity, the hope is always that such an action will help prompt them into some sort of reaction to either correct the condition, improve, or step in and demolish, or speak to the city in regards to working towards an agreed demolition if they need some help financially to have this accomplished. So as to whether or not we stand to recoup our funds, that hasn't really been the priority when we were listing them. It's been, sure, a concern, but the main focus has been to go to the most dilapidated, the ones that are creating the greatest hazards, you know, for the particular neighborhood, was the hope to remove, and cost efficiency, knowing which are larger in size, smaller in size, what we can afford, what would be the easier and best use of that fund when you put them into a category of the most hazardous.
I understand the program, and I agree with it, but what I want to do is throw something out there that possibly could save us some money down the road.
What it has done, though, I will say, there were many others that were involved, and I imagine maybe Mr. Bosch can speak to that, but we have had some voluntary compliance. We have had a fair amount because of starting this program. We have actually had several that were on a list, and we have been starting to communicate with regarding condition, that have taken the task voluntarily and have gone to correct at great extent, or they have gone ahead and taken their own structures down or have stated dates they'll have them done by. I would say that, too, has saved us some money because we do not have to expend the cost for demolition.
Following up on that, Kristen, would under the scenario, if we stood to be first on the tax lien and we acquired the property, we would then be responsible for maintaining it until we could divest ourselves of it. Is that correct?
We would.
And then if I understand you right, since we're second in line after those tax deeds, there would be a process by which if someone acquired it under a tax deed, before they could divest themselves of it, they would have to satisfy our lien on the property.
Yes.
Okay, great.
If they were to resell, to look to turn the property over.
Okay, very good. Any other discussion there, Artie? We'll have that on for further consideration then on Monday night as well.